Give thanks to Jehovah. The First Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 34 to 36. Let us turn to a book of the First Kings, chapter 36, verses 34 to 36. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God our Savior, gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to Your holy name, that we may glory in Your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said Amen and praised the Lord. There are two things that Satans cannot do. First of all, Satans cannot repent. Have you seen Satans repent in the Bible? Satans that entered into the heart of Judas Iscariot did not make Judas to repent, but caused him to commit a suicide. Saul was like that too. After the evil spirit got into his heart, he became jealous and envious. At the end, Saul was devastated as a result. Also, in the hearts of Ananias and Sapphira, that had experienced grace before, after Satan's got into their hearts, they were no longer honest. They tried to trick the Holy Spirit and became unfortunate. Satan's cause us to sin and make us not to repent. Also, Satan's cannot give thanks. Have you seen Satan's repent in the Bible? It is because Satan's are destroyers, mischief makers and liars. Characteristics of Satan's are blaming and complaining. They constantly make things to complain and blame on about them through jealousy and envy. They sneak into us and destroy us. The more people are unaware of gratefulness, they tend to be more self-centered, self-righteous and they complain a lot. The more people are unaware of gratefulness, they compare themselves with others a lot and they strongly feel a sense of inferiority. If they perform better than other people, they become arrogant and snobby. If they do not perform better than other people, they tend to get disappointed and get depressed quite easily. So they do not have peace in their mind and they have a lot of jealousy, envy and greed. People like these cause themselves to be unfortunate, but they also cause others to be unfortunate. It is because they do not have thankfulness. In the end, it is being tricked by Satan's. So Paul said, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." In faith, there are three kinds of thanksgiving. First of all, it is about giving thanks to God of Ebenezer. It is God that had led us from the past till now. How many people have passed away earlier than us, who were a lot healthier and younger than us? Also, it is about giving thanks to God of Immanuel. It is God that is with us right now. Thirdly, also, it is about giving thanks to God of Jehovah Jireh. It is about giving thanks to God, who has already prepared all for our future. As we live our lives, how we see things is important. If we see the world in black glasses, everything seems very dark. If we wear bright colored glasses, then everything seems very bright. Even though people live in the same world, there are people that live their lives with thankful hearts, but also there are people that always complain and blame. When we work for the Lord as well, if we work with a cheerful heart, it is called as a calling, mission, and if we do not do it with a willing heart, it is called as a labor. Turning our point of view of life is important. A point of view of a positive person is different from a negative person. Changing our perspectives, changing our point of view of life is important. There is a person that is glad in seeing a rose and its beauty. This person delights in its beauty. But on the other hand, there is a person that is not really interested in it, saying that this person does not like the thorns inside. Also, when chrysanthemum is seen, there is a person that is happy to smell the fragrance of this flower. But also there is a person that does not like the smell of it, saying it smells gross. When there is water in a cup, there is a person that is thankful for the fact that there is half cup filled with water. On the other hand, there is a person that is annoyed by it, saying that only half of the cup is filled with water. Also, when people are being evaluated, There is a person that looks at the strengths of a person and gives compliments. On the other hand, there is a person that looks at the weak points of others and makes fuss about them. How we view things depends on our points of view. It is all about the difference in points of view. Our thoughts, too, from having negative perspectives, we need to turn these to positive perspectives. Our hearts as well, from blaming and complaining hearts, we need to turn these to thankful hearts. Dr. Norman Peel was having a train trip one day. On the other side, a middle-aged couple was sitting in front of him. They kept on complaining. The seats are uncomfortable, seats are dirty, the staff on the train are not kind and so on, and they kept on complaining. A husband that was listening to his wife's complaints began to introduce himself to Dr. Peel. "I am a lawyer. And my wife works in manufacturing." Dr. Peel asked him, "What kind of manufacturing is she working in?" A husband laughed and replied to him like this, "My wife is a manufacturer of complaints wherever she goes. She makes things to complain about very well." That is right. Children of God need to look for things to be thankful for wherever they go. Thoughts, hearts, language and actions, too, tuning point of life is what we need. When we change our points of view, we can find happiness. In our main passage today, it shows us about the confession. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God for saving us. Give thanks to God for the fact that He saved us from Egypt. Give thanks to God forever and ever. It tells us to give thanks. After David placed the Ark of Covenant in the temple of God in Jerusalem, as in verse 2, he gave thanks to God and blessed the people. Verse 2, it says, "After David had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord." In the Ark of Covenant, there was a staff of Aaron that was sprouted. In other words, life was contained in it. Also, there was manna. It is food that they needed and it was given to them every single day when they were passing by in wilderness. Also, there were 10 commandments. The 10 commandments listed the ways in serving God until we reach the heaven. In other words, Ark of Covenant refers to the presence of God Himself. Above the Ark of Covenant of God, pillars of fire and cloud appeared. When that precious Ark of Covenant of God was placed in the house of God, David was so overwhelmed, he shouted to all the people to give thanks. This is what a person who knows about the grace of God is like. I hope that as we look back on this year, we will be able to begin again with thankfulness. If we think from perspectives of God, everything looks like things to be thankful for. Let us read verse 34 together. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever." Faith is changing my criteria, my standards to the perspectives of God. It is because we get to understand things as the will of God. So, David said, "Give thanks for God's goodness and mercy." If we see things from the perspectives of God, everything turns out to be things to be thankful for. From the moment that we see things from the perspectives of God, everything changes. Standards that we pursue about success change. Also, the standards we have about happiness and blessings also change. When we view things from the perspectives of God, the issues that I have seem very little. It is because these are issues that I do not have to solve by myself, but these are issues that God needs to solve for me. The attitude to worship Him in service as well. When we see things from the perspectives of God, our attitude changes. We get to think firstly whether the service is going to be accepted by God or not. When we pray as well, if we see things from the perspectives of God, things we ask for change. The standards become way different. We get to really understand that prayers are not the ones that people listen to, but these are the ones that God receives. We get to feel the presence of God strongly when we see things from the perspectives of God. Complaining and giving thanks comes from a difference in perspectives. Israelites complained. It is because they did not remember the work of God that led them out of Egypt, and they only thought about the uncomfortable circumstances and difficulties they were going through in reality at the time. Because they thought about God from their perspectives, they blamed on God. Faith is about changing the views of things. It is about seeing things with the eyes of faith, no longer seeing things with the eyes of physical body. It is changing the perspectives from my own standards to the standards of God. When we think of things from the points of God, everything gets to be understood as reasons to be thankful for. Have a look at Job that gives thanks in difficult circumstances. Job did not give thanks because his circumstances were good and favorable. The pain that he went through was really unbearable for him. First of all, the herds of sheep were stolen by Chaldean people. Secondly, typhoon struck his house, and as a result, his house was all destroyed. Thirdly, by this, his children were dead. Fourthly, his body was in pain due to painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. The pain was just really unbearable for him. Fifthly, his wife asked him and left him, saying, "If God, that you believe in, was alive, how could he do that to you? Go and die." She cursed him and left him like that. If you were in this kind of situation, how would you have felt? He did not have anything to rely on, and he could not see any hope left. But nevertheless, Job did not blame on God at all foolishly. But as in Job, chapter 1, verse 21, he confessed like this. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away, may the name of the Lord be praised." It is because Job knew that everything was in the hands of God. He looked at things from the perspectives of God, so he was able to make this kind of confession. Later, God gave him twice as much compared to the things that he lost before. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you will restore thankfulness and turn back from blaming. We complain and blame because we think of God from our own standards. When we see God from our own perspectives, there are a lot of things that we do not understand about God. When we are falsely accused, why is God being silent? The disciples were like that. They shared the gospel to people, but people were not accepting it easily. They asked the Lord, "Lord, please send fire on them and please burn them away." They were asking God to show them the power of God. It is because they saw the power of God in casting away the demons, healing the sick, and feeding a few thousand on the field. The Lord has this kind of power, but why is He being silent? This is a self-centered perspective that we have about God. When the Lord carried the cross, people were mocking Him. If you are the Son of God, why did you not jump off the cliff when you were asked to do? Why did you not jump off easily and cause a strong wind to blow? You could have destroyed everything, but why did you remain silent? This is our perspective. If seen from God's perspective, carrying the cross is the will of God. As we get more mature spiritually, we get to think of the issue from the perspective of God. If we see things from the perspective of God, we get to interpret everything as reasons to give thanks to God. As we get closer to the end of year, you might have had difficulty during the year, you could have been sick and you could have had failure. But the hands of God have not left from these and are still there. David asked us to give thanks for the saving grace. Let us read verse 35. "Cry out, save us, O God our Savior, gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise." The best thanksgiving is confessing the saving grace. The biggest thanksgiving for us today would be fact that we became children of God because of the saving grace. Hell-destined life became a citizen of heaven, a child of Satan became a child of God, and how grateful should we be for the fact that we are able to call God our Father? With the blood of Lamb at Passover, they were able to get out of Egypt. Jesus shed blood on the cross, and gave us a blessing to be saved and become children of God. God asked us to give thanks for this grace. A confession of thanksgiving that Paul gave came from gratefulness for the saving grace. He gave thanks for the saving grace. If we look at the verses of Psalms that Paul confessed, verse by verses, these are all about confessions of thanksgiving. More than anything else, he thanked for the saving grace. That is right. The fact that we were saved and became children of God is the best thing that we should be thankful for. God only listens to the prayers of people that have conviction that they are children of God. A person that confesses that God is a father communicates to God in prayer. It is because prayer is a dialogue that takes place between a child and a father relationship. When the identities of father and child are clear, we can ask for the things confidently. And a father listens to a child and provides what a child needs and wants. We give thanks for the saving grace more than anything else. David asked us to give thanks forever and ever. Let us read verse 36. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said Amen and praised the Lord. It is thanksgiving of Alpha and Omega. It is thanksgiving despite time, space, circumstances and conditions given. When we are poor and when we are rich, we need to be the same. When we are ill, when we are healthy, our hearts need to be the same. When we are in a low position, or when we are in a high position, we need to be the same. This refers to a confession of thanksgiving, whenever and wherever we are. But in fact, a lot of people are not able to do that. When they are having a hard time, when they are not well, they cling on to God saying that they cannot live without God. But once the issues are solved, many times, they do change often. A person that is not thankful for the reality now cannot give thanks even though better tomorrow comes. Faith is about giving thanks for today, for present time, and leaving tomorrow onto the hands of God. Give thanks unconditionally. Giving thanks only in good circumstances is a very dangerous faith. When conditions for thankfulness no longer exist, this kind of faith easily changes and starts to blame on things again. In Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." As he had done before, Daniel prayed three times, giving thanks to God. Daniel learned that the decree had been published. Three times a day, he opened windows toward Jerusalem, gave thanks to God and prayed like that, just as he had done before. This refers to a life of prayer and thanksgiving of Daniel. Daniel kept on doing it continuously. God blessed this faith of Daniel. God closed the mouth of lion and kept Daniel safe. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there is this story. Until we sing a song, this is not a song. Until a bell rings, this is not a bell. Until we express it, this is not love. Until we confess thankfulness, this is not a blessing. There is this saying. If we see things from the perspectives of God, everything is to be thankful for. If we think about life, which began from nothing, we get to thank for a piece of clothing we have, we get to thank for a bowl of rice, and compared to a dead person, the fact that we are still alive, this one fact gives us enough reason for us to be thankful for. We only have things to be thankful for. A deaf, a blind, and a mute, Helen Keller had three disabilities for entire lifetime. But she was thankful. She did not give thanks because of circumstances. She was thankful because she lived her life and viewed things from the perspective of God all her life. Have I been blaming and complaining from my own point of view? I hope you will turn the point of view to the point of view of God. I hope you will be able to look back on this year and give thanks for the grace that God has poured on us this year. I hope you will leave everything onto the hands of God. I pray all this in Jesus' mighty and most precious name. Amen.